From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. About 1.7 million Americans slipped into poverty last year. That's the conclusion of a Census Bureau report released today. Researchers say the median personal income fell slightly all around the country, but the rise in poverty was concentrated in one particular region. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
As the economy struggled last year, so too did many Americans. On the lowest rungs of the income ladder, the poverty rate grew to 12%. That's an increase of about half of 1%. Gary Burtless is a senior economics fellow at the liberal Brookings Institution. He explains the numbers reveal significant regional divides. Poverty rates remained statistically unchanged in the Northeast and West. But in the Midwest, one out of every 10 people was living in poverty last year. That means getting by on an income of less than $18,000 a year for a family of four.
The fact that the Midwest was particularly hurt is not so surprising, given the fact that the Midwest is also a center for U.S. manufacturing, and manufacturing really was mauled in the recent recession.
The Census Bureau also determined that the median income of Americans fell about 1% last year to $42,000 a year. That means half of American workers earn more and half earn less. The Bureau's Chuck Nelson says this number falls in line with what economists had predicted, but he explains his team did uncover a few unexpected findings.
One somewhat surprising statistic was the fact that the median earnings for year-round full-time men and year-round full-time women increased.
This means low-income men and women who managed to stay employed throughout the year actually earned more money than they did in 2001, a surprise, economists say, because during economic hard times, there's usually downward pressure on all wages. Robert Rector is a senior research fellow in welfare issues at the Conservative Heritage Foundation. He says he's not sure why wages of full-time workers rose, but he says it does help explain another surprise in the census report, the relatively low rate of children living in poverty. That number remained flat from last year at about 16%, a far cry from the 20 to 30% child poverty rates the country has seen in past recessions.
The government policies are doing a very good effort of buffering children against the effects of the recession so that we're seeing far less increase in child poverty than virtually any previous recession.
Technically, the recession ended in 2001, but because the economy is still losing jobs, some economists fear the census numbers will reveal another increase in poverty next year. The liberal-leaning Center on Budget and Policy Priorities says this census report has uncovered some dispiriting news about poverty in the nation. The center points to a sharp increase in unemployment claims during this calendar year as an indicator that things are likely to get worse. The Census Bureau did look at race and ethnicity. They reported the poverty rate increased for blacks but was relatively unchanged for whites, Asians, and Hispanics. Median income was highest among non-Hispanic whites and Asians. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.